I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Asthma is the most common chronic disease affecting children worldwide, and about one out of every 10 children in the U.S. has asthma. Dr. Kelly Williams is here to talk about common asthma triggers in children and how to reduce asthma flare-ups. Dr. Williams is an associate professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatrician specializing in allergies, asthma, and immunology conditions at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Williams, explain what an asthma trigger is for children who do have asthma.
An asthma exacerbation or flare-up really occurs when there's a sudden change in the airways due to inflammation or airway narrowing, and that makes it hard for children to breathe. These exacerbations or flares can be triggered by external exposures that they see, and then that causes an acute change in their airways.
What are some of the most common asthma triggers for children this time of year in particular?
Most common asthma triggers in children in this time of year are viral respiratory infections, as well as common things like pollens, tree pollens specifically in the springtime, molds after the rains, those are very high, and then temperature changes, especially cold air. We're also starting to get into insect allergy season, so things like fire ants and flying venomous insects can cause asthma flares.
What can be done to reduce asthma flare-ups this time of year, knowing that kids are outside playing and they're in sports and there is a lot of pollen in the air?
Really making sure that they try to reduce their exposure. So that means changing after practices, showering after practices, maybe wearing hats when they're outside playing baseball to try and minimize the amount of pollen that stays on their body.
And you mentioned insects or insect bites could be a trigger for kids who have asthma. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so kids who already have underlying insect allergy, whether it be fire ant or honeybee, they are certainly at risk for having asthma exacerbations after a bite. And so now it's fire ant season, you know, keeping tabs on where all the fire ant mounds are, trying to treat those, wearing closed-toed shoes, trying to avoid areas where there are lots of bees and wasps.
And what about other asthma triggers that kids have to deal with year-round?
There are some really common indoor allergens like dust mites and cockroach, as well as our beloved pets that may be in homes. Also, smoke exposure, including pollutants. Activity and exercise can even be a trigger for asthma, and just stressful situations.
Any practical things that can be done to help reduce indoor exposures that might cause asthma flare-ups?
Air filters and HEPA filters are really helpful for indoor exposures, and that also can reduce your exposure to pet dander, dust.
What other suggestions can you offer parents who may have concerns about controlling their child's asthma and reducing these asthma flare-ups?
Well, I definitely think it's important for parents to understand that, you know, a lot of these triggers are unpredictable and their asthma exacerbations can occur very quickly. So making sure that they have their rescue inhaler available in case they have a known exposure to some type of allergen that's causing an exacerbation. Also, I think it's important that if a child is frequently coughing or wheezing or needing their rescue inhaler often, that parents have low threshold for discussing with their pediatrician or asthma doctor about whether their child's asthma management is optimized.
Dr. Williams, thanks for this information about reducing asthma flare-ups in children.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.